From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us here on WKOK Sunrise. Campus Theater in Lewisburg sponsors the movie Mike McGranahan appearance. He's a professional movie critic and author and women in cinema advocate. He is eminently qualified, endorsed, published, and online and on Twitter as well. Welcome aboard, sir.
Hello.
All right. Serenity. I saw the trailer. Looks a little confusing, but what did you think?
In Serenity, Matthew McConaughey plays a perpetually angry fishing boat captain. One day, he receives a visit from ex-wife Anne Hathaway. She wants him to take her abusive husband out to sea, then toss him overboard to the sharks. In return, she'll pay $10 million. McConaughey agrees, but only after discovering that the son he had with Hathaway is being negatively affected by the jerk. Serenity is either incredibly brilliant or monumentally terrible. I'm not sure which. It would probably take two or three viewings to know for certain. Maybe 10 viewings. At the 65-minute mark, the movie drops one of the most bizarre plot twists I've ever seen. I'm not lying. It's Crazy Town Banana Pants. What begins as a thriller abruptly becomes something very different, something much harder to categorize. On one hand, I give the film credit for taking a real risk. In a time when so many movies play it safe, Serenity dares to do something truly gutsy. On the other hand, I'm not entirely sure the story earns such a wacky twist. The thing that happens leaves you with a few thousand unanswered questions, which is sort of frustrating. Is Serenity so bad it's good? Maybe. Is it one of those pictures that's secretly a masterpiece that reveals new layers with each rewatch? Possibly. Is it pure garbage? That could be too. Whatever it ultimately is, Serenity proves so off the rails bonkers that you kind of have to see it to believe it. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 2.5 interstellars.
2.5 interstellars?
Interstellar being a much better movie starring Matthew McConaughey and Anne Hathaway.
Oh, okay. Hey, all right. I don't even remember that one, but okay. All right. So Matthew McConaughey not able to pull this out. Sometimes he uses his character to kind of glue pieces together in a film.
Well, it's not the fault of the actors. You know, the thing with this movie is that you watch it and you think you're watching a certain kind of movie, and then they drop this plot twist. And I'm not kidding when I say it's a really out-of-left-field plot twist.
Okay.
And I just, I don't know. I mean, my jaw, I think, kind of dropped open. And, I mean, it's been a week since I've seen it, and I'm still struggling for the words here. It's just such a strange twist for this movie. And I kind of respect that, but I'm not really sure it works. So I would probably have to see it again to really determine what I think of this movie. I gave it 2.5 because I really don't know what I thought of it. And I kind of liked it, and I kind of didn't like it.
And what would have glued this together? Maybe eliminate that twist? Or well, then it would lose a big chunk of character.
Yeah. I without giving away the twist, part of the problem is that after the twist, you don't see the characters in a way that you can really care about them anymore. I'll phrase it like that. It's just such a strange thing. But I think the movie, it definitely is trying to say something serious and interesting, and I respect it for that, and the plot twist is used to try to get at a larger theme. But because there's not enough signaling it, or we're not tipped on early enough that there is going to be a twist of this magnitude, I think that is ultimately what makes it kind of a baffling experience, at least the first time.
Wow, I'm intrigued. You haven't intrigued me to see the movies just to find out what this little pivot point is. So we'll have to find out.
Yeah.
How is the acting, Matthew and Anne Hathaway, pull off these characters okay?
Yes, I mean, I kind of hinted at it. Matthew McConaughey is a perpetually angry fishing boat captain. He has one emotion through the whole movie, which is anger, but there's a reason for that. So I guess you could say he does a good job, although the characters in this movie are kind of intentionally one-dimensional. They all sort of have one thing they do, but that feeds into the twist, so.
Oh, here we go again. That's the through line through the whole film. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. 2.5 interstellars.
Right.
Which was making reference to a better film that those two made together.
Or at least one that you can get into on the first watch.
You can follow it. Okay. Well, he's in a lot of good stuff. He kind of raises up average material, so we're happy about that. All right. So, new movies. What are we going to see at the theaters, and what will you see today?
This is kind of a slow weekend for movies every year. Apparently, there's some sort of sporting event going on this weekend.
I heard.
So studios don't really release a lot of great movies. We have Miss Bala, in which Gina Rodriguez plays an American who gets caught up in an international DEA operation when she travels to Tijuana to support a friend in a beauty pageant. And we've got The Least of These, a faith-based film starring Stephen Baldwin about the life of Graham Staines, who, along with his two sons, was killed in India while ministering to lepers.
Okay. All
so, yeah, these are not the A-list big kind of movies that we typically get every weekend with the Super Bowl happening on Sunday. Studios are just sort of tossing out things that they think might appeal to people who are not into football.
All right. Everybody's going to be listening to the radio Sunday when the Super Bowl's on WKO.
Oh, we're going to have it right here. Okay. Yes. People should listen.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So, entertainment news. Kathleen Turner. I'm ashamed to admit we told one of the younger reporters Kathleen Turner was coming to the newsroom, and you know what he said?
Oh, please.
Who's that?
All right, you're going to have to tell me off the air who that was, because they're going to get a lecture from me later on.
Okay. But she's coming to Susquehanna University.
She is. Kathleen Turner, the great actress, star of War of the Roses, Peggy Sue Got Married, Serial Mom, and so many other things, is going to be having a conversation with Susquehanna's president, Jonathan Green, and that will be on Sunday, March 3rd at 7 o'clock in the Dagenstein Center. Tickets are free. And it's open to the public, but you do have to show up at the box office in the Dagenstein Center to get the tickets in advance. And I got mine earlier this week, so I am very excited to be going to see Kathleen Turner.
And what's she going to talk about? I know she's doing some opera singing. She's done a wide range of community projects.
Yeah, she's going to be talking about her life and her career on stage and in film. And I think that'll be really interesting because she is known for being one of those really just great, let it all hang out, candid actresses. When she gives an interview, she really doesn't hold back on anything, and that makes her really fun to listen to.
All right, and the president will interview her on stage, so that should be interesting. We haven't, the public sort of doesn't get to see the Jonathan Green that maybe some of us who get a little glimpse backstage from time to time see, but he's just a super character and a real leader. All right, a new Beatles documentary. Do we need one of these?
In this case, I would say it sounds pretty interesting. Peter Jackson, who made the Lord of the Rings movies, is going to direct a new documentary about the making of the Beatles' last studio album, Let It Be, and he will be having access to 55 hours of unused footage from that recording session. So there's going to be stuff in here that Beatles fans have never seen before.
All right, so and all of that will come out in the form of a new documentary, what, a couple of years or so of production on that?
Probably like a year or two till he gets it all put together. But Peter Jackson, certainly a guy who's very innovative as a filmmaker, so I can't wait to see what he does with this material.
All right, and Dick Miller died, not a household name, but a real supporting character that people would know.
Yeah, this was sad news for me. I'm a huge Dick Miller fan. He's one of those guys that he died at the age of 90. He was in 175 movies and had more than 2,000 TV appearances. So if you're sitting there saying, I don't know Dick Miller, I guarantee you do. Go and Google him and you'll say, that guy. He worked on Broadway first and at Bellevue Hospital in New York before going out to Hollywood. He was a favorite of Roger Corman, who cast him in a whole bunch of movies, including the original Little Shop of Horrors. He was also a favorite of director Joe Dante, who put him in almost every movie he did, most notably Gremlins, where he played the character of Murray. And Dick Miller also was the subject of a really terrific documentary called That Guy Dick Miller, which looks at his life as a character actor, and you can get that on various streaming services. So, like I said, Dick Miller dead at the age of 90, and you absolutely know him. If you went and you Googled a picture, you would say, yep, that guy.
All right, so you know that guy, Dick Miller. Okay,
yeah.
Well, that's that. And are you going to go see Miss Bala today?
I am, yeah. It's kind of slim pickings at the box office, but I'm willing to give that one a shot. It looks kind of different.
Yeah, it looks interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, Movie Mike.
Thank you.
Movie Mike McGranahan at ILCed on Twitter. Please follow him on Twitter. Great, great updates on all the movies. And as now that we're in the award season, he's always got something to say about the shenanigans going on there. His appearance here, sponsored by the Campus Theater, campustheater.org.